Thank you. dreams that we'll pursue. I won't be caught in coffee, cause I'm in my way, I'll be there soon. So don't worry about the problems, I take a walk just to process your bad thoughts, we dissolve them. Yeah, read a book, grab your knife, money thing. Dig inside and I go deeper, express myself through the music. This is what I love, and this is what I, yeah. Yeah, I'm me both breathing, all this. I was down deep in my darkness. Yeah, I'm not trying to wake up, nauseous, constant, aiming at me like a target. Myself, I don't need your help. This is a part of my story. Yeah, I got a story to tell. My history, what it taught me. No, I won't give up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I'm a lion, just a Jacob. Yeah, I'ma fight back till the day I'm gone. Yeah, I'm evil, breathing, saw this. I was down deep in my darkness. Yeah, I'm not trying to wake up.
It's like this would be off, so it'd be these two. And then this one. That one. And then yeah, to here. Not to this one, the A. This would be like this. And then to that one. And then to C. And then to G. Sit back in these. And then start like this one. This could be fun. And then to that one. And then to C and G. So I would be like,
sit back in these days, remember my ways. Will I get out of my cage? Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom. Searching for some freedom, so I intend to sing them songs to spark memories. What is a man? We know history. Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? We're just spinning in space. I will be like, oh, 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 oh. I will be like, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I will be like, oh, 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 oh. I will be like, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Time will continue without you. So in the end, it's not about you. But what did you do? Who did you love? Besides you. Died in the name of vanity. Many died in the minds for justice. And we died for you, and still do. So I say to you, this ain't nothing new. I will be like, oh, 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 oh. To burn away the darkness, you got one tiny moment in time for life to to shine, to burn away the darkness. You got one tiny moment in time, in time, in time, in time, in time, in time.
That I wanted to share is very appropriate. Tachas asher lo avaratus Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. Tachas asher lo avaratus Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. Very scary and deep pasuk. When I say scary, because it's heavy. Every pasuk is profound. There are certain psukim that we can try and connect to and that scream a little louder and talk a little louder to each and every one of us. As it says, Uvo alecha kol haklalos chas v'shalom, there should be no curses within the Jewish people, on the Jewish people, God forbid. God forbid, chas v'shalom. And the pasuk tells us, that there's some type of connection between simcha and klala, whatever klala means. We definitely don't want klala. We want bracha. We all want blessing. We all want to tap into the world of bracha. We want to tap into the world of simcha. And I just want to share a thought. It's a very fundamental thought. And I want to challenge all of us. I want to challenge everyone to ask yourself, could it be? Could it be? And I'm not answering the question. I'm asking the question. I'm going to give a response to the question. But could it be that we don't know what simcha is? Could it be that we need to teach ourselves what simcha is? Because we translate simcha as happiness. We translate simcha as happiness, to be happy. And it could be that we need to understand on a deeper level what simcha is. And I just want to present two things that are very fundamental to the word simcha. What's simcha? Because it's so important to have simcha. You see how important the Torah Kedosha, the Holy Bible, the Holy Torah teaches us how powerful simcha is. And I say this with all sensitivity, and at the same time that it's important to know that maybe we don't know what simcha is. Maybe we really don't know what simcha, happiness, is, and we have to learn what happiness is. Because many times, why am I saying that? Because many times we think, oh, I'm not happy, there's a problem. Maybe there really isn't a problem. Maybe you really are happy. Maybe you really are besimcha. Maybe your definition of happiness, of simcha, is not really true. Why is it? Now, someone can look this up. Please look it up. Somebody, you could, Ari, could we trust ChatGPT? Maybe a little bit. Let's see. But that, what are the percentages of countries that are true happy? What's the percentage of people who are living a happy life, or whatever that means? It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what it, in America ranks. I don't think they rank so. What? That what?
Taking a while.
Right. They're already tuned into the shiur, right? That, yes. So what?
71% of people across 30 countries say that they feel very or rather happy. That leaves 29%.
Right. So I would say it's America, because we're American. 99% of us here are Americans, and it's important to understand our culture, to understand where we come from, and we know that there is a problem that people are searching. They're searching for happiness. Simcha, I'm going to say two aspects of simcha, and maybe we could understand. Yeah, where do they rate in the world? Where do they rate?
86%.
No, where do they rate in the world? In the world, what do they rate amongst happiest countries of happiness? I'm curious. Okay, I don't need the, we could talk about it. What?
Netherlands,
yes. Is number one. This is what I want to talk about. Simcha is Maloshen Tzmicha. So it could be when you're going to finish this conversation together this year, you're going to be like, wow, I thought I was so depressed and I thought I'm so down, but actually maybe I really have Simcha. Maybe I really have Simcha. Or what aspect of Simcha am I maybe really missing? Simcha, they say, is tzmicha. Tzmicha is that I'm growing, that I'm growing, that I'm working, I'm doing something. I have a goal. I'm going towards somewhere. I'm growing. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to get better. Sometimes that could be like the exact opposite of happiness, that a person thinks, oh, I'm not happy because I have so much more that I have to work on. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Maybe that is what happiness is. Now, you might not feel a certain way, but maybe the reason you don't feel that way is because maybe you don't know what the definition of simcha is. 24th. And if someone, what? 24th. That what? 24th, right. 24th, that's not bad. It's not bad, or it is bad. But what's the point? The point is that maybe I need to understand what happiness is. Maybe the fact that I'm missing something, maybe the fact that I'm missing something in my life, maybe the fact that I'm struggling with something, maybe the fact that I'm here in yeshiva, maybe the fact that I want something different, I want something deeper, maybe the fact that I'm open to speak to somebody about my problems, maybe the fact that I'm growing and I'm looking to grow and I feel that I'm missing something in my life, maybe that is simcha. Maybe the greatest curse that a person can have, the greatest klala, which is the opposite of simcha, is maybe that I numb myself. Maybe that I want to live in bliss. Maybe I want to go ahead and I want to just forget my problems and I want to check out and I don't want to be in reality. as one of my favorite lines, authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality. So people think reality means everything is great. I'm only waiting for everything to be great, then I will be, quote unquote, happy. Maybe you already are besimcha from the fact that you're living in reality. And your reality might be you have a difficult relationship with your father. That might be reality. You have a difficult relationship with your mother. That might be reality. You have tithes. You might have an addiction. That might be reality. So someone's going to say, the most depressing day I had was when I realized that I have an addiction. I don't believe that any addict or anyone who has struggled with something to that degree will tell you that that was the most difficult day. I think he will tell you in a certain way that's the happiest day. Because when you live in reality and you say, I came to realize that I need to work on myself. I came to realize that I suffer from anxiety. I came to realize that I'm very insecure and maybe I have social anxiety. Maybe I have this problem. Maybe I have decision-making problems. Maybe I'm a jealous person. I'm a jealous person. I'm very, very, very jealous, and it burns, and I can't enjoy anything. Why? Why? Because I don't recognize that that alone is maybe simcha. Maybe I am okay. Maybe I am okay. And I thought that happiness is something that it's really not. And I want to tie it into one more thing, and I think it really relates very much. The Maral says that simcha is the same as shlemus. Oh, I just chopped, because it came out when Shalom was singing his song, because Shalom is the language of shlemus. The Maral says, and I'll explain to you in a second why I said that. First of all, welcome Shalom. We've been waiting. Man. Great to have you back, Shalom. Shalom Miller, great to have you back. I want to say the vart. The Maral says that simcha is shlemus. Shlemus means that I'm okay with everything the way it is. Simcha is not that I have everything that I need. It means everything that I need, right? I have. If I don't have it, I must not need it. Because if Hashem wanted me to have it, I would have it. So if I'm lacking something, I'm really not lacking something. Because everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And I was thinking, I just want to share, there was a simcha that I had, a shlemus, as we're sitting here, and Avi's playing, and Shua, how amazing, Shua, a new addition, a light to the yeshiva, sitting here with a beat, with a song, with a simcha. It was a simcha. A little simcha, a deep simcha, a joy that I had in my heart. You know what it was? It's balance. It's okay. We don't have to talk. We don't have to change. We don't have to really do anything. It's actually everything is perfect just the way it is, even though it's so not perfect. Even though, and I'm not holding in all the guitars, I think when Elia played the, I think it was the first third, the Leil Shishi that we had, when Elia was playing, right? So, I don't know what the meaning of this is. The musicians will know. Avi will know what this is. Momo's already shaking his head with me. So which he had a one of your string, the string pop like right away. And Elia's playing, and he's playing like sorry, you'll be Michael, like Jimi Hendrix. I don't know if you guys know who that is, right? But he's playing like Jimi Hendrix. That's from my day a little bit. I'm not that old, but a little bit, right? He's playing like that. And then afterwards, it's like Momo says, what? You were missing a string? Nobody could tell that you're missing. So it wasn't perfect. It was so not perfect. But it was perfect. But it was perfect. You know why? Because being perfect has nothing to do with what we think it is. Just like besimcha might not be what you think it is. Maybe that's the catch. Maybe the catch is that if I understood that simcha means I'm growing and I'm here and I'm working on myself. I mean, look at Matthias Rosenberg. You see Matthias? Tell me. I mean, what is that? What is that? Yeah. Coming into yeshiva, coming in and sitting there late at night and dedicating. How is that not simcha? So you say, oh, well, see, I mean, he happens to be you're a smiley, happy guy, but that's not the var. People think like, oh. Rabbi Tursky says this, Rabbi Dr. Tursky, Rabbi Dr. Abraham Tursky, big tzaddik. He wrote over 88 books, wrote over 80-something books. He says, why do people start drinking? Why do people start smoking? He was a genius in addiction. He says, why? He says, because people look at other people and they look like they're having a good time. So I want to have what you're having. It looks like you're having a good time, so I want to do what you're doing that makes you happy. But the irony, we all know, if you speak to the guy who's drinking and you speak to the guy who's smoking, the reason he's smoking and the reason he's drinking is because he's not having a good time. It's the exact opposite. So maybe we have it all wrong. Maybe I have it all wrong. Maybe the fact that I'm a little bit down, listen to the depth of this. Maybe the fact that I'm down a little bit and I'm sad a little bit means that I have simcha. Maybe the fact that, like, I'm honest with myself and I hate the fact that I give into my desires. I hate myself for that. And I know I have to work on hating myself. I have to work on loving myself more. I have to work on being more soft to myself. And I need to accept myself more. Maybe that realization that I'm so down on myself and that I'm so hard on myself, maybe that is real simcha, because I'm going to grow and I'm going to change. And maybe the simcha is the shleimus to realize, like, this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. This is exactly the way it's supposed to be. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to be, and everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. Okay, Bensi has his hand up, so we'll go for a question, then we'll wrap up.
Does it matter what I'm doing if that's my simple?
Hmm?
Does it matter what I'm doing if that's my simple, true simple? I'm genuinely happy.
Right, so again, I'm staying away from saying what that is, what that simcha, that state of simcha is.
That's what I'm saying, because maybe it's something to be my simcha, something destructive.
Right, so I don't, that's what I'm saying. If you use the definition of growth, of simcha and smicha, if you can introduce me to somebody, Bensi, or anyone, can introduce me to someone who does something destructive to himself or other people, who has sustainable happiness, emotional health, etc., I think that would be a chiddush. I think that nobody is happy doing destructive things to themselves or to other people. The reason we do sometimes destructive things to ourselves, which naturally then will go to other people, as we know, hurt people, even though we're Zach, right? We have to read that thing. Hurt people also can work on themselves and end up healing people, but we're not saying, oh, Yehuda's here, Yehuda, right? hurt people, healed people. Healed people, that's Yehuda Teichman's pshat. Healed people, I just told it to someone yesterday. They loved it last night. I say it probably at least once or twice a week. Healed people is the pshat that when I learn what's good for me. Because happiness, I think, I'll end off with this thing and then we'll do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. The reason I said let's look up in America what the level of happiness is not Chas V'Shalom to put down America and to challenge that. It's because I think that when we are confused with what happiness if we confuse ourselves with what happiness truly is, and I don't know what happiness is, and I'm chasing and I'm running after simcha, but I'm running after the wrong thing, that is very, very, very dangerous. When a person thinks that my growth and my accepting my situation is not simcha, and a person doesn't realize that maybe that is what simcha is. Maybe my simcha is the fact that I'm living in reality. And the reality is that I'm going through a hard time. The reality is that I'm being honest with myself about who I am, where I'm holding. There's something very deep about that. And maybe the biggest klala is for a person to really, really be fighting against that reality. It's like Shabbos. Shabbos is reality. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is reality. Tapping into Shabbos. Mirat Hashem, we'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos is reality. Shabbos is tapping into the fact that I'm not in control. And Hashem is in control. And Hashem is there for me. And there is a Hashem who has given me a very clear mission in life for me to learn to accept. And sometimes it's hard to accept it. Sometimes it's hard to accept the fact that this, I was speaking to someone yesterday, and the person, he's here. I'm not gonna point him out. I would, because it's a tremendous compliment, but it was a private thing that we spoke about. And this person, I met him recently, And I feel such a strength from him inside. He's strong outside too. So I'm not giving it away because everybody here is Baruch Hashem. But I told him, I said, you're so strong inside. And he says, it's so funny. He was like, I always thought that I'm weak. We were like fighting over it. He's like, no, I'm weak. I'm like, you're not weak. You have a lot of emotion. You have a lot of emotions. You think Avi Friedler can sing a song and strum and sing alive and be in touch with all of his emotions just because he never struggled with the power of his emotions, or he took all of those emotions and is taking all of those emotions. It's not over. He's in the process. There's a reason Avi is here and continues to be here and has gone through so much in his life to tap into that. Not because, oh, it's all good. It's because there's a strength, there's an inner strength of sometimes a person is so sensitive. I've heard this from so many people. Some people are so, so sensitive that they think that that's weakness. That's not true. Sensitivity means you have so much to you. When you learn how beautiful it is, when you learn that Hashem made you sensitive, Hashem made you care. Hashem made you be hurt and feel that hurt. You know how much power that is? Maybe that is the simcha. Maybe we have so much simcha. Maybe we're so blessed. And I'm saying maybe because I'm saying it in a nice poetic way. It's not maybe. I believe in all my heart how much I could feel it and believe it. I believe that everybody here in this yeshiva, everybody's sitting here now. I have no doubt that they're blessed. Nobody here is cursed. We're blessed. And the Torah says, what is blessing and what is curse? Blessing is simcha. Blessing is that I'm growing, I'm changing, I'm working on myself, and I accept and I know the things that I have to work on are the things that Hashem gave me exactly perfect what I need to do. Exactly. And the more we fight that, maybe that's the biggest curse. Maybe the curse is not accepting that reality, not accepting where I come from, who I am, and Emirat Hashem, where I'm going to go. Hashem should help us all. Oh, Ellie, got to wrap up. Rubinyona is giving me the sign. We got to wrap up? Okay, Ellie, we don't have a question for Ellie. Quick question. Yeah, we'll wait. Ellie, go for it.
So,
if someone's living with reality,
yes,
then they're gonna be happy. But what if that reality is not necessarily a very
right
reality?
Right. So that's what I was saying. People think reality means that it's all good. No, reality could be it stinks. Like I said, the guy who says, yes, I just discovered the fact that I have this weakness. I just discovered the fact that I have this. So that's not a bad day.
Still be happy.
Again, that is what simcha is, because he's living in reality. He's living in reality. He's living in reality.
But don't we want happiness, not necessarily?
So that's what I'm saying, but that's the whole thing. What is that happiness? I'm suggesting that we might be mixing up with what that happiness is with the simcha. I want happiness. Maybe I want happiness to be that I have no problems and I'm just all bliss. Maybe that's not happiness. Maybe that's called death. Maybe that's actually death, that I have no problems and everything is quiet and peaceful. Maybe that's not anything to do with life. Maybe life is simcha, is growth, is challenges, etc. To be continued. We'll do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. Who's going to do a halacha? Avram? Someone? Go. Ruven Yona?
Dana Kavschos will safeguard you and prevent the person from speaking negatively about others. So if it have to be Dana Kavschos, depends. If the person is a tzaddik who always is careful in mitzvahs, he always has to be Dana Kavschos, even if it looked like it was in Avera. If he's a beini who's sometimes careful, sometimes not, if it's 50-50, you have to Dana Kavschos. If not, you don't have to, but you should.
Huh?
You could. You don't have to.
Right.
If it's not,
it's better to. Yeah.
It's better to.
Yeah.
And the Rush, they did not write who that is.
Right. Because nowadays we don't have. There isn't that category that we're aware of. Thank you very much. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Light tomorrow with today.